Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Universal law or universal principle that most don't over, under, and understand.
It is my hope today to help you to over and understand these universal laws, or this universal law. Now, there are many universal laws. Again, universal laws apply to everyone, regardless of race, color, creed, background, nationality, or religion. Let me say that again. The law of gravity does not care if you're an atheist, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Christian, if you are a monk. The law of gravity does not care what your belief system is. Let me say that again. Universal laws do not apply to only to a certain people. They are universal. The word universal means that they apply to everyone. Let me say that again. Universal laws apply to everyone. Let me say that again. Universal laws apply to everyone. That's why they're called universal. It blows my mind when people finally get to the point where they over and understand that the same laws that apply in Christendom apply in Luciferianism, or Satanism. That was a word I just made up, by the way. Luciferianism, no such animal. But anyway, the same laws that apply to Christianity apply with Satanism and Luciferianism. Why is universal? God is not a respecter of person. It rains on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on bad guys and good guys. So let me be crystal clear. The sun shines on good guys and bad guys. So ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. You can, if you're an atheist, you use the same principle. If you're a Christian, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a monk, if you're Hare Krishna, I don't care what planet you're from, the same universal principle applies. Why? It is universal. The problem I have with Christianity and all religions is there's no spirituality. Let me say that again. The problem with Christianity is it is devoid of spirituality. Let me say that again. The problem with Christianity, it is devoid of spirituality. Let me say that again. The problem with Christianity is there's no spirituality. It's a bunch of letters that have no meaning because it's a Latinization of the Christianization that results in Satanization. It is this Latinization of any religion or language that introduces Satanization. Now, my brothers and my sisters, the forbidden Gnostic texts, all of the ancient texts, if you go all the way back to the cuneiform text, if you go all the way back to Sumeria, Sumner, if you go back to Gilgamesh, if you look at any of the ancient texts, what you will find is a universal principle based on spirit. But when we divisionalize, when we departmentalize spirit, we remove the spirit because you can't put wind in a box. I'm sorry to disappoint. You cannot put God in a box. When you put a box, God leaves. Now, people that are life path number 8, you guys got to be very careful. 5s, got to be very careful. 4s, oh, man. Master builders, 22s, you guys got to be very careful. If your life path number, if you're master number 22, if you're a 2, if you're 4, if you're 5, if you're 8, you got to be very, very, very careful. You guys are builders. Y'all are departmentalizers. Y'all like to systemize stuff. If you cannot principalize it, if you cannot departmentalize it, if you cannot put it in a step-by-step scientific formula, you ain't in it. That's the problem. Because when you formulize something, God's out of it. That's the problem with science. Science is the law of observing something. If it can't be observed, if it can't be measured, God can't be observed and measured. It's too big. Can't fit inside no test tube. And so the problem with science is it departmentalizes God, and God refuses to limit himself to some minute, I don't care how smart you are, homie, you still a pebble, one grain on one seashore of a gazillion seashores. We have to get outside of this ideal of thinking that we can actually understand God. I don't know what God you serve, brothers and sisters, but when I started to understand, I began to merge out of antiquity. When I say emerge out of antiquity, I mean antiqueism. We live in an antique society. We got an antique world. We have antique God. Everything we do is old and ancient, meaning that it's dumbed down, it's small, it's limited. So to get God's attention, You got to destroy every belief system you got. Man, you want to get God's attention? Do what I did on January the 1st of 2009. I triple dare you to get rid of every belief system you got. Every belief system you got. Now, I understand that it's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Because now you're a blank slate. That means the devil can come and rewrite the script. Any God can come and rewrite the script. But if you got a Aletheia, only one God can come and write on that script. See, a Aletheia is the love of the truth, not a truth. When you have 2 Thessalonians, when you can wrap your brain around 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, where God said that he will send you a strong delusion if you do not have a love of the truth, not a truth. If you say, Father, I don't care what the truth is, I just want to know it. When you say that, when you pray that prayer, every lesser deity has no authority over you anymore because you don't have a want. You're not going to God saying, give me, my name is Jimmy. When you go to God saying, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you are, I want to know you. God said, that's my son. That's my daughter right there. That's the word I'm looking for. That's the disposition I want. Because now you ain't saying, God, you can only bless me thus. Can the clay say to the potter, make me thus? No. When you go to God, you can't come to God with no demands. Are you serious? You go, try this on your job. Go to your job. Go to the CEO of your company if you get into the office. And go tell your CEO, I want the company to, I want to change the company's mission statement. I want y'all to try that, but you know, don't call me and let me know the results. Go to your job, tell the CEO of your corporation you want to change the mission statement. Go to your job and tell the CEO, hey, you know, I was thinking over the weekend, and I think it would be better if we run our company according to my belief system. Now, I know you spent millions of dollars on your marketing statement. I know you said, go to Coca-Cola, go to Nike, go to Facebook, go to, you know, Apple, go to any major corporation. And says, now, I know you spent millions of dollars on your marketing campaign and your jingle and your logo. But you know what? I just think, you know, I actually did this. Let me show you how arrogant I was. I was at a major, major, major insurance company. And I told them, you know, I really don't like the way that we answer the phones when we greet customers. I think it would be better. We could do better. We could serve our customer base better if we change our greeting. And they said, really? Well, we thank you. You know, we appreciate your input. However, you know how much money we spent on the developing, you know, the market research? Do you know how much time and energy and effort has spent to come up with this thing that you just got out? You've been with the company how long again? Oh, yeah, 6 months. Okay. Yeah, and you want to come in and you want to change the company. Now, we've been around since 1942. And now, actually, they've been around since 1925. And, you know, I'm a young, you know, whippersnapper full of zeal and no knowledge, dumb as a box of rocks. And I go into a corporate meeting, and I have the audacity to tell all of these corporate bigwigs, one of them was a retired four-star general, and I have the balls to walk in and tell them they need to restructure the way their call flow, the way that the agents answer when a prospect calls in to inquire about auto or homeowners insurance. See, I don't know if they make them any dumber than I was. That's why you guys, man, when I come on these shows, I really don't know if y'all understand where I come from and the background. Like I tell you guys all the time, I come from a place where I don't think that, I think they closed that place up. Because God was like, yeah, we don't want no more of these knuckleheads walking around. If that was, I can't find nobody. I just finished watching the movie Hancock again with Will Smith. I love that movie because Will Smith, man, played that character, that superhero, the drunken, irresponsible, lazy, you know, superhero that's totally devoid of his impact on society. That was me. So let me make sure, brothers and sisters, that we all are on the same page as where I dropped this nugget in your lap today. Ask, seek, knock. This is the forbidden, not forbidden, this is the lost secret to getting God's attention. It's something about, I don't know if y'all have children, but it's something about when your son or your daughter comes up to you and they say, Mommy, Daddy, and they ask, even though you know candy's not good for them, But when you look into your kids' eyes, and especially the little ones, you know sugar is not good for your kids, especially right before bedtime. But, man, when they ask you something and you got it in your power, it is hard not to give your child something that is in your power, in your scope. And at the same time, let me make sure y'all understand what I'm saying. When you ask, if my daughter asks me for rat poison, now please hear me, brothers and sisters, because if you can understand this, man, I'm trying not to get emotional today. I'm trying not to, you know, start yelling in nobody's ear like I did yesterday. But let me make sure, because I talk to people every day, and I don't understand, you know, if y'all understand where I'm coming from. I've been on the both sides of the fence, brothers. I've been on both sides of the fence. If you got a daughter or a son and they ask you for rat poison, are you going to knowingly give your daughter or your son rat poison, knowing that's going to cause paralysis, neurological damage, and possibly death? Now, the Bible says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children if they ask? Now, I'm not one of these guys that believes in going and asking God for stuff. That's not me. I believe God has already given me everything that I need for life and godliness. So what do I mean when I say ask? I'm talking about asking God for vision. 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 That's what you ask for, brothers. You don't ask for stuff. You ask for the ability to see the stuff. The stuff is already there. Do you honestly think God's going to put you on this planet without giving you? You've been predestined. God has already given you everything. So ask God for the ability to see. Ask God for the ability to perceive. Ask God for the ability to over and understand what you already got. It's there, but something, which I know is fear, doubt, and unbelief, is prohibiting you from seeing it. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children who ask? So the number one thing, my brothers and sisters, to get God's attention, the same way your children get your attention. Now, my son and my daughter, they can come in, and I know they want something, but they don't ask. They walk around, and you know what? I just chewed my daughter out about this. Now, my kids are not, they ain't babies no more. But I don't do, my son, this knucklehead went out and got his own insurance. He knows I'm an insurance agent. But he was impatient. He went and instead of renewing his insurance policy, which was set up, he was paying $40 a month for liability insurance. He goes out, set up renew his own insurance policy for liability insurance only. He paid $180 down, and they was charging him $150 a month for liability insurance. $150 a month for liability insurance. I don't even pay that for full coverage. They saw him coming. Now, did I interject? Did I intervene? No. Why? He didn't ask. Let me say that again so that way you understand what I'm saying. The Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. But the Father wants to make sure that you run over and understand who's running the show. So there is no shame in my game. I've never asked the Father for stuff. I ask for the Father for the ability to perceive the stuff that I already got. I ask the Father for the ability. I say, Father, I believe, kept my unbelief. Remember the centurion soldier who asked Yahushua to save or to heal his daughter? What did Yahushua say? No greater faith have I ever seen on the world than this faith. Why? Because the man told him, you ain't even got to go to your daughter. Jeff, you don't have to go to my house. Just say the word, and I know she's healed. Yahushua stopped and he said, everybody, listen, take note, write down what just happened. This guy's faith was so powerful that he knew who Yahushua was, so he didn't ask Yahushua to take out any time out of his day, go to his house. He just said, Yahushua, say the word. And Yahushua said, it is done unto you as you believe. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand. I don't know what God you serve, but the God that I serve, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the one that was, the one that is, and the one that is to come. There is no greater God It is important, my brothers and sisters, that you don't pray to God, but you pray as God. Now, that's a cookie blower. I know that may be tough on you, for your theology, but I don't go to God as a man. I go to God as a God. Now, again, I know that's tough on your theology. I know that's going to ruffle some feathers. I know you're going to think, oh, Brother Will said that he's God. Oh, Brother Will said this. Oh, Brother Will. Now, brothers and sisters, that means I go up to the level and the mindset. I do what the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, and it says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Where's the mind at, brother? Where is the mind at, sister? The mind is in you. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. You see, God is not going to come down to you. Your thoughts. Your thoughts are not like his thoughts. Your ways are not like his ways. You got to elevate your thoughts, brother. You got to elevate your thoughts, sister. You thinking like a peasant and you king. It is time for us to stop acting like eagles and start flying like chickens. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. It's time for us to stop acting like chickens and start flying like eagles. I tell you guys, I'm trying not to yell at you guys here today, but I'm sorry, I get a little excited. I get a little fired up when I start thinking about the goodness of where God has brought me from and the grace and the mercy that I experience every day, because I ask for the mindset and the consciousness of Christ. So I obtain Christ consciousness, because the Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Now, there's a problem. This is the problem. Ask and it shall be given. What limits are placed on that statement? Can somebody please educate me? I'm a little slow. Ask and it shall be given. That's what it says. Then it says, seek and you shall find. It didn't say ask this way or that way. See, the problem, brother, ask for a new car, you'll get it. If you believe what you ask for. If you see the God that I serve. That's why, like Hancock, you are a superhero. You are a co-creator, the creator. What are you creating? Now, how do you ask? Oh, man, yeah. We got some small whippersnappers on the call today. I hear somebody's brain churning. They say, yeah, I hear you, Doc. I hear you, man. You're dropping nuggets, but how do you ask? People think that you ask with your lips, and you ask with your brain. See, you don't get what you ask for. You get what you think about while you're asking. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me today? Are y'all with me? Did you get your coffee this morning? You don't get what you ask for, brother. You don't get what you ask for with your mouth. You get what you ask for with your brain. Your subconscious brain is how you order. So while you saying I love you with your mouth, you saying I hate you with your subconscious, with your brain, you get more hate. It's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that y'all understand how to ask, how to seek, how to knock, because we have not been taught. So we got a bunch of irresponsible Hancocks flying around, tearing up crap. That's what I did for 40-plus years. Because I was saying one thing with my head, is James, he says a double-minded man will not receive anything. It's funny because people look at my behavior and they say, man, Brother Will kind of whack, kind of jacked up. He's saying one thing, but he's doing another. But look at my subconscious brain, homie. Look at my subconscious brain. What do you see? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You know why I'm blessed all the time, regardless of my behavior, my morality. People have a hard time. They don't know why I'm blessed. Man, I got a lot of haters. Oh, man, a lot of haters. I remember the first time I found out that my ex-wife actually wanted to actually try to put a hit out on me. Was trying to get somebody to bump me off. The first time I found out, I mean, I actually heard her say, kill him. I'm like, wow. It really kind of like was a wake-up call. And I've heard a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters, in my day. I've done a lot of bad things. But why am I blessed? You know why I'm blessed, brothers and sisters? Because at the core, at the base, at the root, I'm a six. I'm a giver. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But what do I do to be a giver? Nothing. I was wired that way. I was born a giver. I was born a giver. You, whatever you are born with, bloom with. Let me say that again, homie, so that way you can understand where I'm coming from. This is not a game. Very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand. Whatever you are born with, bloom with. It is this ability to over and understand that the way that the universe works, we focus on morality. We focus on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. I've met some beautiful sisters, beautiful people. I have a meeting today with one of the most beautiful on the outside, but her spirit on the inside. I've never met this woman before in my life. I met her on Facebook. I read some of her posts. I don't know if you guys understand the awesomeness of my life. God sends people into my life every day because we're on the same frequency. It's a frequency of love. That frequency of love, brothers and sisters, transcends space, it transcends time, and it transcends mass and matter. So I connect with people. There's a sister named Eve Parks. I don't know if she's on the call. This sister is from Zimbabwe. She lives in London. It's like I've known her all my life. I've met her. And every time I look in her eye, I just feel love for this sister. Why? She's in another country fighting for the rights of black people who are still under the yoke of slavery, although it's in a different name. I'm meeting today with Sister Abby. Never met this sister in my life. This sister came all the way from Mexico City through Los Angeles. Now she's here in San Antonio. So I'm driving back from Houston after meeting another brother that I've never met in my life. How do we connect? Love. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love, brothers and sisters. It's not no sensual, sexual, whacked out, earthly love. This is the love that transcends time, transcends space, and transcends matter. And you walking around and you got hate in your heart. For what? Why? God is too big. Love is too powerful. I'm sorry for anyone who have had anything. See, I came from hurt, brothers and sisters. My mother was killed. My mother was murdered in front of me. When I was a little boy, all I thought about was killing the person that did it. My father used to beat me with a wet rope. He would cut the cord off an iron. And then when he would hit me with that extension cord, it would leave welts and it would draw blood. I got punched in the face. I got locked outside of my own house. I got sexually molested. I got abused by people who claimed that they loved me. And for years, I had hate in my heart, brothers. Hate, a lot of anger and a lot of hate. I wanted to hurt somebody really bad. And one day, God took all that anger and all that hate away because I asked. And I knocked. But I didn't do it with my lips. I did it with my brain. I did it with my subconscious. I did it with the leading and guiding of the Spirit. So can I take credit for it? Not at all. Spirit said, you need to forgive. The Holy Spirit said, you need to ask for clarity. You need to ask for consciousness. You need to ask for awareness. You need to ask for perception. The Holy Spirit said, you need to seek on a deeper level. Matthew 7:7 is our primary text today. And as I bring this short message to a close, brothers and sisters, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find, not maybe. Knock and the door will be opened. Notice the faith in these statements. This is what you have when you ask, brothers. This is what you have when you ask. Don't come God jelly back, because you don't pray to God, you pray as God. And I ask the question, how does God pray? God prays by making declarations. He called those things that are not as though they were. It is this act of declaring and decreeing that's prayer. Prayer is not coming saying, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. That's not prayer. Prayer is saying what God has said. Prayer is saying, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's prayer. Prayer is saying, when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil. That's prayer. Prayer is saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's prayer. Prayer is saying that, Father, I know the enemy desires to shift me as weak, but you have prayed for me. That's prayer. Prayer is saying, I have been young and now I am old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. That's prayer. Prayer, brothers and sisters, is telling God what he told you. That's prayer. Prayer is standing and having done all stand. Prayer is not wishy-washy. Prayer is not up, down, left, right, happy, fat, happy, sad, fat, skinny. That's not prayer. That's this earthly watered down gimme gop. Don't bring that crap to God, brothers and sisters. When you come before the king, you come as a king. Because you're a king's kid. You are a joint heir. Whatever the king got, you got. That's what an heir means, brother. You are a son. You are a daughter. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir with Christ. You are in Christ. So when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't fear no evil because Christ don't fear no evil. It is not under over understanding that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And when you ask, when you seek, when you knock, with the spirit and the mindset and the disposition and the thoughts of God, you co-create with God. It is getting to the same frequency and on the same vibration as God. Now, I'm not saying that you are God. Don't get it twisted. Don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying, brothers, all I'm saying, sisters, is exactly what the Bible says. So anytime you want to know what I believe, take out your Bible and start reading. Anytime there's a question, if anybody asks you, hey, that brother calls himself Master Teacher 33. I think he's a Freemason. I think that brother is a Luciferian. I think he's a Satanist. I don't think that brother believes in God. He never talks about Jesus Christ. He always talks about this Hebrews 6:1 stuff. I don't think that brother has a good foundation. Anytime somebody questions and asks you what I believe, tell them go read the Bible. That's what he receives. Brothers and sisters, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Not maybe, not hopefully. This is a guarantee. I've been living my life this way for 50 plus years, and I've been young. And now I am old, and I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. used to be known as Master Teacher 33. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua, because the son always comes in the name of the father. And may the Ruach, the Numa, the mystery, this is the mystery, brothers. This is the mystery, sisters. Make no doubt about it. The mystery is that you have a governor in you that governs you despite you. Even when you are out doing hell and mayhem, the governor is still there. The governor don't leave you just because you leave him. The governor leads you and guides you. You want to know how I get the topics for my show? You want to know how I know all the stuff that I know? You want to know how I am blessed every day? You want to know how I connect with people all over the globe? Because of the governor. Because of Mysterium. Because of the mist story. We have the same genetic code. We are the same frequency. We are led by the Ruach and the Numa, the set apart one, the Holy Spirit. When you yield to the Holy Spirit, my brothers, when you yield to the Holy Spirit, my sisters, he will lead you, guide you into all truth. He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.